Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH.
Hey folks, I hope you like our hold music that we have now. So hey, welcome and thanks for joining me at Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan Frio. So we're going to talk about today. Did you see the market today? It was down when I came on this morning to do my morning video. The Dow Jones, I think it was down 400 points and we had the MBS up like 20 and then it dropped and so forth. So here's why I do this show, folks. Here's my word to you guys. I'm not going to give you fake news. I'm not going to give you clickbait. My whole goal and the reason why I do this show is to help you guys understand what's going on with those and the whys behind it. I always say that with mortgage rates, but today we come out on Tuesdays to explain to you guys what's going on with the stock market and the whys behind it. So here's what happened today. It was kind of a wild ride. This morning, the Dow Jones and everything was down 400 points. Here's what happened midday, and here's the same thing that happened in the bond market we have right through here. What happened was Federal Chairman Powell, he came out and suggested rate cuts finally. So he finally came out and I think he's finally cracking saying, oh, okay, I'm going to finally give on these rates. So then what happened is right through here, this happened about noon and that's when the markets turned. But we're not going to talk about that today because what I want to explain to you guys is how to invest and why people come to the channel is, you know, again, I'm not the person you're going to come to. Hopefully you don't come here for clickbait. Hopefully, you know, I don't go down that realm. Hopefully, you don't come here to get rich quick. Cause I'm not about that either. Cause if you want to, you know, try to do that, you know, play the lottery or go to Vegas, we're here to invest and or trade. So my goal is to help you guys understand and the common person understand, you know, how do you take the headlines? How do you take financial news and all this other stuff to dissect it to figure out what's going on with, you know, what happened in stocks, bonds, and where you would invest. So what we're going to talk about in today's video is because in our new office, we have financial channels all over the place. And all you hear all day long is AI, AI, AI. And I'm sitting here half the time scratching my head thinking, you know, is this a bubble? Let me know what you guys think down there. If you guys can give me a click or just a thumb up or whatever, do you own or do you think we're currently in an AI bubble? And so I really wouldn't like your take on that. Let's see if we got anybody joining us today for what's up. Hey, what's up, Ryan Jones? Glad to meet you, sir. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me today. Been watching every day, currently in escrow. So if we can help you at all, we'd love to help you. I am a mortgage advisor, folks. That's what I do for a living. So if you need some any help with that, looking to buy or refinance, you know, I'll give you just my website at the end of this video. But I want people to understand. But thanks again, Ryan, for joining me today. Is how do we look at today's numbers and do we have an investment opportunity? Or are we in an environment right now where I think the markets are just going to crash? So I look back and folks, I'm 60 years old. So I've been through a couple of these bubbles and I've noticed some things and patterns. This one is a little bit different. Okay. So what we're seeing right now is an AI bubble that's actually fueled with things that make sense. But there are things that I want you to understand on how to look at their financials to look at some of these categories and say, okay, they don't make any sense at all. So what I want you to do is let's go off to just the main headlines. And I want to first start there so we can get just some ideas on, you know, what we're looking at when we go to a main page. Now, if you guys got any questions, like I said, if you own NVIDIA, give me a thumbs up. I want to know if you guys own NVIDIA. I don't personally own it. We added to our portfolio here, Pelletier. I'm going to show you how that's doing for us. And it's actually on one of our lists. But Here's what I want you guys to understand. When you pull up the markets like this, what is this telling us? Okay, so the first section up through here, we're going to just do some basics today. This is telling us how the stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average are doing. Okay, that means they're up. That doesn't mean every stock in the whole stock market's up, but it means that the ones in the Dow Jones Indices is up. S&P 500, these are top 500 companies in America. These are in here, and if you own that, that's what it's doing for the day. The NASDAQ, these are mostly like technical stocks, AI stocks, things like that. And people focus in on this area as well. Then you get over to the Russell 2000. These are small cap companies that a lot of people think are going to do very well in the environment we have right now with interest rates coming down. And that's what we're going to focus in on here in a second, because this is where all the money's most likely going to flow into once the Federal Reserve starts to cut. And then the VIX, this gives us the anxiety levels on Wall Street. So right now, the Dow Jones was down 600 points earlier and it rallied. Okay, basically what happened was Federal Chairman Powell came in and said, we're not going to really start cutting rates, which we are, but that's what the committee's telling us. But they're telling us one other thing. And I think some of the markets are not going to catch this, but let's get over through it. I think most of the markets did, but a lot of people won't. So what happens with how mortgage rates are created and interest rates are created, or with the Federal Reserve controls, is what's called the federal funds rate. Okay, they focus in on things and they control interest rates. So let's look at it that way. But how this manipulates the markets is when the markets know that interest rates are going to come down, well, that's that investment, the bond investment that people could put their money into to lock in these interest rates, they know those are going to start coming down. So a lot of people at that point will say, okay, we're going to move our money into stocks. Okay, so that's the difference between stocks and bonds. When the Fed starts lowering rates, a lot of people are going to say, okay, that's not good for fixed income. We're going to start moving it over to equities. So that's going to kind of pump up equities. But what the Federal Reserve has been doing since kind of post-COVID is they haven't really been doing anything with rates or interest rates. They cut for the first time just recently. But what they've also done is this. When you're looking at the markets, let's look at the bond market, for example. This is what's happening today in the bond market. So this is the best area I can think of. Okay, so here's what the Federal Reserve has been doing, and you have to understand this part of the monetary policy to figure out where interest rates are going to go from here. So what the Federal Reserve has been doing over the last few years is they haven't been buying bonds. Okay, and they haven't been buying mortgage bonds. And that's really important because what happened that caused the interest rates to drop tremendously back when they did was the Federal Reserve was coming in. They were buying $40 billion worth of bonds every month in the mortgage bond area. And that was pushing up the prices, okay, pushing them way up. There was huge demand pushing up the prices, okay, driving down yields. Well, now what are we seeing? Well, we had the Federal Reserve selling bonds into this market. We already had high rates. We already had bonds that were coming to us in the masses because we have a federal deficit of $37 trillion. So not only did we have a mass amount of bonds hitting the market, we also had the Treasury selling. What they came out today and basically said was, well, we're going to start slowing down that pace of selling. So they're not going to add more inventory into the already bad equation. Think of the housing market. Okay, so a housing market that you would just dump millions of homes, homes into the market that are in foreclosure, what would happen to prices? They would plummet. Well, that's what was happening with this. So the Fed was selling bonds into the market, and thus is what happened there. So why do you have to understand that? Well, that's what's happening now. People are going to move more and more into the stocks. Okay, so what stocks do we pick from this point? Well, we want to look at AI stocks because that's basically all you hear all day, every day. So what I want to talk about are right through here. What I did is I want to show you some AI stocks and we're going to analyze these. Now, I'm not going to tell you what to buy or sell or hold or do whatever. I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a financial analyst. I don't do this for a living. I'm actually a mortgage advisor. And if you need some help with that, I'll give you my information later. But what I want to explain to you guys is, how do you analyze stocks? And then what's the difference between trading them? Because a lot of people will say, well, just trade it and make some money, or in truly investing in it. Okay, so let's kind of dive into some of these numbers. So here's some stocks that this this AI created for us. I said, go out there and find me five major, you know, stocks with the biggest bang for their buck over the last 90 days to 6 months. Here's what this found us. So if you go into this list, and you can find this, I think on our blog, actually, if you go to therateupdate.com, go over to resources, and I think it's in blogs right through there. Yeah, right through here. You can follow along through there. So here's what we did. We ran an analysis on these, and here's what we come up with. Here's the top five stocks. Okay, here's the returns for 6 months and 1 year. Look at this. I mean, you imagine Pelletier. Well, you just imagine any stock. Look at this one. Up 1,500% in 1 year. Crazy. It's like you think house prices went high. Think of this thing. Okay, so that's a good analogy to think about. This and home prices. So if you had home prices up 1,500% in 1 year, what would you think would happen? Well, you don't know. Well, because you could say, well, it could crash. Well, why? You could say, well, it could keep going. And then the question should be, why? Well, so let's start looking into this. So then you have to look at the fundamentals. You just can't say, well, it's up 1,500%. That means it's going to drop. Well, if you did that, you would never own Bitcoin. You would have never owned Google and all these other companies. So let's start looking and analyzing. How do you do this? How do you take a deeper dive into these stocks? And folks, again, I'm not even telling you to buy any of these stocks, I want you to understand how to analyze them. So the first thing we want to go through and say, okay, these stocks are just killing it. Well, we want to look at how much money is it making. So a lot of times what you'll look at in a big factor, and you know what a lot of analysts will say, is what is their PE ratio? And that means the price divided by their earnings. Kind of like in housing, it's your loan to value. It's the loan amount divided by the value of your home. Well, this one is the price divided by earnings. Well, you come across this one, and this one is a negative 797. This one is a negative 167. The reason why is some of these companies don't even have any earnings. They're just going on hopes and prayers and keeping their fingers crossed, possibly. But that's when you start diving into what are these companies? How are they created? Why are they created? What are they created for? So that's the area I want you to understand. Now let's dive in a little bit further to take this one step further. Because if you're interested in any of these might be a good entry point. And I'm actually, personally, I'll let you know that I'm interested in these, but I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not a trader. I'm not on CNBC. I'm just telling you personally kind of what I'm doing behind the scenes. So these are things that I'm analyzing. Pelletier, we put that on our list. So let's get over to, we created the rate update portfolio. We did this in basically in the latter part of 2024 and in 2025. So we added in here, ironically, Pelletier, which is on the list. So what I want to show you is the variances here. So Pelletier is telling us on this one, for the 6 months, it is up 86%. And for the year, it's up 298%. Well, I want to go over to this. And many times, these numbers can be skewed a little bit. So let's get over to Pelletier. We actually have it in our portfolio. And we added that on 8/5 of 2025. So what is that? 8, 9, 10. So 2 months ago. We got it at a cost of $171 a share. It's at $181 a share for a gain of 5%. Most of that gain was, I think, today. So 2.2% of the gain was just created today. So overall, I put it on this list because I didn't know, do I want to own this? I think it's way expensive. I don't know anything about it. So I don't like investing in things I don't know about. Okay, so let's go back to this. Okay, another piece of this play is the next piece of this puzzle right through here. Here's my thought on these, and let me know what your thought is down below. Like I grew up in an area where it was Three Mile Island, and it was a nuclear plant that kind of went to shit, and they closed it down. Well, right now we have China. They're building 30 nuclear plants right now. They're in the process of building those. Here in the U.S., we got zero. So where are we going to get our power? Well, Here's a thought, and I started focusing in on this company several months ago when we were looking at the AI trade in the power section. So this one is, what do they do? Well, they're basically, it's a speculative theme, advanced nuclear and AI. Can it work? It could work, but the unfortunate part about this, they have no earnings, none right through here. There's none. So how do you know if it's going to work, and are you wanting to pay $1,500? 100% on a company that has no earnings? That's my problem. Okay. So then you go over to NBIS. Don't really know that one. So let's move over to NVIDIA. Now here's the poster child of the AI atmosphere. So, you know, understand what NVIDIA does. So you go up through here, and this might be a good analysis we can go across. So let's go with Pelletier and NVIDIA. Okay. So each one of these, Pelletier, 6 months, it's up 86%. We have NVIDIA up 63%. Over here, we have NVIDIA up 31%, Pelletier up 298%. Then you get the PE, the earnings per share. I mean, they have $3.54 in earnings per share where they have 30 cents. Okay, so then you go over here. So I'm just pointing out some just things for you to look at. And again, Stock Talk Tuesday, all we're doing is talking about these things to help you understand. So that's NVIDIA. And then you go to companies like Seagate, another one. It's in the hardware space and everything else. So what I wanted to do is explain to you guys too, what's the difference between, you know, do I trade it or do I buy it as an investment? So what I try to do is I buy things as an investments. Like I don't want to jump into something and just, okay, you know, if I buy it today, tomorrow it could crash, go up. Well, you know, I got to keep an eye on it 24/7 because I might lose my money. I used to do that. I'm done with that because you always seem to lose money. You buy low or buy high, sell low. And that's what I always seem to find myself doing. So I look to invest at this time. What I usually do as well is all what they call dollar cost averaging. And you just put in an X amount of money each pay period, each time period that you want into something, just treat it as a bill and get that money out of your accounts into some investment piece, even if it's a money market, just to start treating it as a bill so you can start accumulating some monies. So if you're looking to trade, be real careful. Okay, because unless you're sitting, you're really knowing what you're doing and you're focusing in on it 24/7, where you'll find the biggest bang for your buck is just the long-term invest. So just dollar cost average. And I don't like, you know, buying STX because I don't know if they're going to go out of business. Some major event could happen that could, you know, cause them catastrophic events. Even NVIDIA. NVIDIA comes in with one or two bad earnings reports, which I don't see that coming in for a while, but it will correct. I mean, that's just how everything happens. When, how, why, don't know. Is I coming out to you for you and saying don't buy? No. I'm fully invested at this time as well. So I again, like I started the video, my whole goal isn't to come out and, you know, give you fake news, give you these clickbait things or promising you, you know, get rich overnight. My whole goal is to help you understand these things and hopefully you can understand the whys behind these things and why they move and what they do. So if you got any questions for me, I'd love to see you answer those. Let me know if you guys can let me know. I'm going to ask you a few questions and I need a little bit of participation and then I'll let you go for the afternoon and I'll start working on the closing bell because I have a lot of questions. Okay. The biggest thing I have right now is that question that a lot of people give me, where do I think rates are going to be by the end of the year? So I'm thinking right now we're going to be in that range and I'm still sticking to it at 6.25, 6.5. I'd love to know your thoughts on that down below. Same thing with a lot of these indices we're seeing through here. I'm going to ask you kind of two or three questions. One, do you think the S&P is going to hit 7,000 by the end of the year? That's number one. And number two, do you think crypto's going to go to 150,000 by the end of the year? Let me know your thoughts down below on those because we'll be talking about those on some future episodes. So folks, if my name is Dan Frio, what I actually do for a living is I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Check out this video right up through here. It's a live event that we hold each Wednesday and we have people participate with us and they give us their information. And what we do is we run their rates. We show you how behind the scenes, our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. We're going to show you how we do it tomorrow live. So check out that event. Otherwise, if you haven't yet subscribed, please do so. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. And we're trying to hit 40,000 subscribers this month, folks. So if you can help me get there, I'd love if you could subscribe or even refer this video and my channel to some other people to help help get us there, if you don't mind. Thanks for watching. Please reach out to us if you're in need.